Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by, well, normally it's Amazon, and we still do Amazon, but right now, as I normally do about this time every year, my kids have some sort of school fundraiser. Now, with everything going digital, I thought I'd invite you, my family, my extended family, to go ahead and join in. Anybody who does donate in this way, which is by buying whatever happens to be part of the fundraiser, I will go ahead and give a membership to. Depending on how much you spend, again, I'll just figure out whatever it is, and we'll do it kind of like we did with popcorn last year. So to go to the website, otrwesterns.com/fund, F-U-N-D, short for fundraiser, because who really wants to type all that in, and take a look. If there's anything on there that you want to go ahead and buy, go ahead and buy it. Holidays are coming up. This is where you got a lot of weird gadgets and stuff for cooking or candles or wrapping paper and things like that. So it's one of those door-to-door, but I'm bringing it to your ears instead. So let's get into today's episode. Again, otrwesterns.com/fund. Let's get into today's episode. Like I said, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates December 9th, 1954. And the title is Story of Catamount Cox. Sometimes these names are a lot harder for me to pronounce than when I first read them in my head. Let's get into today's episode, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid and the Story of Catamount Cox. In the Old West, the letting of contracts for stagecoach runs was based, generally speaking, upon the honesty of the owners and drivers, speed, and dependability of equipment. Competition was usually routine, but once in a while it was highly dramatic, as in the case of the Sandpine Desertville Mountain Run. As our story opens, two men are riding their horses along the stagecoach road on the Sandpine side of the mountains.
That bluff I'm looking for ought to be right up at the next bend of the road, Zach. You sure Catamount's driving a trial run this afternoon?
Of course I'm sure. Heard him talking about it in the cafe last night.
Here's the place. Order. Oh, move! Come on!
What you gonna do, Lutz?
See them big boulders up there at the edge of the bluff?
Yeah?
We're gonna roll them down into the road. When Catamount comes wailing around this curve and piles into them boulders, it'll smash his stagecoach to smithereens.
I don't know. That's taking a chance.
You want to get the contract for this run yourself, don't you, Zach?
Sure I do.
All right. You and Catamount are making your contract speed run tomorrow. One that makes the best time gets the contract, and you hired me to help you get that contract.
Yeah, but if we should get found out...
We ain't gonna get found out. Come on, let's get up there and roll them rocks down. Now, get behind this big one. So. Now this one.
All right, Lutz.
That'll do it. Ride off a ways where we'll be out of sight and watch. That contract's as good as yours right now, Zach.
Aren't you not known no one in the town of San Francisco?
Neither do I, Pancho. At least I do not think I do. But we will have a meal in the cafe, look the town over, and then ride on our way.
You Pancho like my Cisco say boys the best.
Have a meal at the cafe?
And Pancho hungry, his tongue stick to his backbone.
That is a new way to express it, Chico, but I understand what you mean. I'm hungry myself after riding over that mountain.
It's a high mountain, Cisco.
Hey. What is that ahead of us in the road? Huh? Oh, that hole.
Big roads and rocks in the road.
See, and the stagecoach coming down the mountain road.
Come fast, let's go.
Coming much too fast. Back this way, the apple.
Come on, back.
Hey, Jimmy, hi, Buck. Bless your hungry pups. You can run faster than that. Go on. Hi, yahoo.
Pancho, there is only one hombre who can yell like that. Catamount Cox.
Yes, hey, you, Catamount.
Pick up, Buster. Get your belly to the ground. Giddy up.
Madre mia, how can we stop the crazy maverick? Hold him, hold
Say, Catamount, stop those horses.
Big lots of hurt to you.
Get out of my way, boys, and eat the whole blasted road. Get up.
Okay, I'm here.
Hold him,
the road is black for your Catamount. Your coach will be smashed.
Get up. Yahoo!
What do we do if he's gone?
There's only one thing to do. I will jump to the backs of his lead horses and try to stop them. Come on, close to the apple.
Hey, hey, what are you trying to do? My thunder and the Cisco kid. Hey, you, Cisco, cut that out.
All right, now, get up.
Hey, Cisco, I'm not ready.
That is what I'm going to do, Pancho.
Hey!
Ho.
No, don't go. Get up. Well, for the great jumping.
Steady now. Cisco,
I'll skin you alive. I'll light your gizzard.
Steady.
Look over
there ahead of you on the road, Señor Catamount.
Hey, look at the big rocks.
Well, I'll be a low-down heifer. Now, who do you suppose done that?
We have no idea, Señor. Pancho and I saw those rocks, then we heard the stagecoach coming. Have you lost your mind, Señor Catamount, to drive those horses so fast on a mountain road?
I'm driving a timing run today, Cisco, and tomorrow I'll drive the contract speed run.
Oh, I see.
You not prospect no more, Señor?
No, getting a mite old for that, Pancho. If I can get that contract to run passengers, mail, and express, I'll be satisfied.
It seems that someone does not want you to get that contract.
Yes, and I know who that someone is. It's that sneaking, white-livered Zach Byers. He wants a contract himself. Well, I'll go to his stable and I'll turn myself loose at him. I'll bust him on the nose. Get up there. Get going. And I'll kick him in the teeth. By the great...
Well, that scheme was wrong, Les.
Yeah.
Confound it. I'd sure like to know who them two hombres were to stop that coach.
Too far away to see.
Hey, Percy!
Where's that worthless stableman of mine?
Percy!
Hey, Mr. Byers!
Come here and take care of these two horses of ours. Yeah, now what are we going to do, Les?
I ain't sure I can beat Catamount in that contract race tomorrow. He's the wildest driver in the whole West.
I can always get some of the boys and dry goods him on the run tomorrow. Either one of you carrying any passengers?
No, he ain't carrying nothing. Just the two of us in a time race.
Yeah, then it'd be easy to dry coach him. Hey, who are these hombres riding in here?
Huh? One of them's Catamount. I don't know the other two. Better get ready for trouble, Lutz. Catamount looks mad.
Oh!
I got my guns on. You better be careful.
Zach Byers, you're a sneaking weasel.
Now,
you better talk this over first thing, Catamount.
Talk nothing, Cisco. I'm a man of action.
Cisco.
And I'm starting out.
You're a man of action,
hey,
right,
quit that.
Senor Catamount.
I'll knock your block off, Byers. I'll chew you to pieces.
Lutz, give me some help.
Sure will, Zach.
Cisco, he's running a gun.
Move away, Zach. Give me a shot at him.
Not while I can get a shot at the gun that was in your hand, hombre.
Coyote!
You will keep the guns out of this, hombre. Pick it up and put it back on your holster.
Hey, what's going on in here? Am I quit it, I say? What's the meaning of this?
Catamount started it, Sheriff. For nothing at all.
And that big hombre took a shot at me for nothing at all.
Nothing except that you were going to shoot down Senor Catamount, hombre.
That's enough. This here's Zach Stable. You, hombre, get out of it. Next time there's any trouble, whoever starts it goes to jail.
Perhaps you will listen to Senor Catamount's story, Sheriff.
I'll listen to nothing. You're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
See?
I've heard about what a troublemaker you are. But you ain't making trouble in this town, or in you go.
Cisco not a troublemaker, Shay.
Do not argue with him, Pancho. He will get us nowhere. You've made your point, Senor Catamount. Now let us get out of here.
Senor Cataman get a contract for the stagecoach, Cisco?
No, no, Pancho. He's not got the contract as yet.
Oh, no?
He's going to try to win it tomorrow when he races against that Byers hombre.
Oh, si, si, tomorrow.
Keep your ears open, amigo.
Pancho's so hungry, Pancho keep his mouth open for food, not ears open for talk.
I might have known it. Well, we are going to the cafe now, Pancho. You can eat your fill.
Pancho, we eat fill. Phil Pancho, no?
Si, chico, si.
And then we ride on our way, Cisco?
I have changed my mind about that, Pancho. Huh? Senor Catamount may need our help in that race tomorrow.
Pancho, glad to help Senor Catamount, Cisco. And Pancho likes Senor Catamount.
Si, so do I. He proved himself a good friend of ours some years ago when we both had the fever and Senor Catamount helped us get well.
Yeah, we stay at his camp then, huh?
Well, we will stay in town until that race is over, Pancho. For I think there's going to be trouble and a lot of it.
Here's what we'll do, Zach. We'll fix it so the sheriff throws the Cisco kid and his partner in jail.
How are you going to fix that, Lutz?
I sent word to two or three of the boys to meet me in front of the cafe. Cisco and the other one are in the cafe now, eating.
Yeah.
We'll go in and start a fight with Cisco. Meanwhile, you go tell the sheriff Cisco's making trouble in the cafe. By the time the sheriff gets there, the fight ought to be going hot and heavy.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea, Lutz. But how's that going to help me in the race tomorrow?
I told you we could drag those catamounts, didn't I? That'll take care of that. Just remember, I'm to get $500 for helping you get that contract.
Oh, I'll pay you, all right.
Just seat you, too. And there's the boys waiting in front of the cafe now. You go get the sheriff, Zach.
All right.
Boys, we're going into the cafe. When I hit that Cisco kid, you go after him.
All right, yeah, we'll take care of it.
When a sheriff comes, we say Cisco started the fight. You understand?
We got it all out here.
All right, let's go here. There's Cisco and his partner over at the corner table.
Well, Pancho, we are honored by a visit from one of those hombres.
Mm. Other hombres with him, Cisco?
Hey, they do not look friendly. Mm-hmm. Well, what can we do for you, hombre?
You took a shot at me, Cisco. I'm here to get even for that shot.
So, you want to fight, eh? Very well.
Pancho, no, Pancho, that finish his steak.
Come on, boys. Get in on that. Go on.
Stand clear, Pancho. Push that table out of the way. There, that is it. Now you,
hombre.
There, and then you.
Get in on him, boy.
Stop it. Stop it.
Tell these hombres, Senor Sheriff.
See, they start to fight, Sheriff.
Yeah, come on, deputy. We'll put a stop to it.
All right, Sheriff. All right. Sure wish you would. Things have come off pretty fast when a man can't eat peaceable in a cafe without this Cisco kid jumping on him.
That's what I thought. Get your hands up, Cisco. Hey, you too, fat one.
Who'd you call fat ones, you fat ones, you?
I said get him up.
Un momento, Senor Sheriff. This is a put-up job by these hombres. That hombre right there started this fight himself.
Oh, no. How about it, boys? You see, Sheriff?
I warned you, Cisco. Now you're going to jail. I take their guns, deputy.
You find our way out, Cisco?
No, Pancho. For the time being, we'll go to Sheriff.
Hey, get going, you two.
See, Sheriff.
See, Sheriff.
Well, it worked, Lutz.
Yeah.
And that ain't all that's going to work, either. I ain't only going to drag those catamount tomorrow, Zach. I'm gonna gun down that Cisco kid.
And so Cisco goes to jail just when his help is most needed by Catamount Cox. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and the story of Catamount Cox. When Zach Byers, stagecoach owner, and Lutz, his hired thug, learned that Catamount Cox was driving his coach over the mountain roads on a time run in preparation for the contract race the following day, they rolled big boulders into the road. The Cisco Kid saved Catamount and his stagecoach from a certain smash-up. In retaliation, Byers and Lutz later managed to get Cisco and Pancho arrested for starting a fight, which actually they themselves started. Now, as Byers and Lutz leave the cafe...
I swear I never run up against any hombre who could hit as hard as that Cisco Kid can.
Quite a fighter,
hey, Lutz? He's more than that. But I'll get him later. Maybe I'll go to his cell window at the jail right now and gun him down.
No, you don't. I don't want no murders unless we have to.
Think I'm letting that maverick get away with giving me these two black eyes?
I don't care what you do after the race is over with tomorrow. All I want is to win that race. So you keep away from that jail, Lutz. Now listen. I got a better idea. It's dark now. Suppose Catamount's stable was to catch fire.
Yeah. Not bad, boy.
Everybody knows he's always lighting matches to keep them stogies of his going.
You think he set the fire by accident, eh?
Sure. We'll have to be careful, though. Because his stable's right across the street from the jail. Let's go.
Been in a jail for a long time, Cisco.
Yeah, it's true, Pancho. We have not.
We've been in better jails than this one.
Oh, see. Well, we would not be here, amigo, except that I thought we could talk the sheriff out of arresting us.
Cisco could give the sheriff one big push. He may not be here.
See, I could have done that, but I did not want to antagonize him too much.
Antagonize him?
If he does not let us go in the morning, we will take our own steps to leave.
Mm-hmm. I am. What do you think? Down.
Hey, I think I will myself, Chico. Since nothing is to be seen from this little window here, I'm not certain, but I think I just saw two hombres go into Senor Catamount's stable. The lamp from the house beyond throws a little light on the stable door.
Maybe Senor Catamount's sister. Your friend, no?
No, I do not think so.
No?
Those hombres were taking pains to walk quietly. Senor Catamount is never quiet. Pancho, we are going to get out of this jail right now. Come over here to the window.
Yeah, come over here to the window.
Now, take hold of this bar.
Yeah.
I will take the next one. Now, pull with all your strength. I will do the same.
Pancho, pull. Say when, Cisco.
All right. Now, this bar is bending.
A little bit, Cisco.
Easy, a little bit.
Jail is old. Something should give way in a moment.
There. The bar gave way.
This will not give way, Cisco.
Here, I'll help you, Pancho.
Now it gives way.
All right, out the window quickly, amigo.
Yeah, out the window quickly.
There go the two hombres running out of the stable, Pancho. Santos, there's a flickering light from inside the stable. Hurry, Pancho, hurry.
Pancho, out the window now, Cisco.
All right, then I will come out. That stable has been set on fire.
Hey, my stable's on fire! Fire! Fire!
We'll be with you in a moment, Señor Catamount. Pancho, bring in two buckets of water. Get them from the trough.
Yes, Cisco.
I'll tell him to loot limb from limb for doing this. I'll hang him up by the heels and shave the back of our necks with a sickle.
Save your breath, Señor. You will need it to fight this fire. Give me that other broom.
Here it is, Cisco.
Fire has not got a good start. I think we can put it out when Pancho gets here with the water.
I'll skin him alive by thunder
in the morning, Cisco.
Gracias, amigo. Here, I'll take this pail.
That helps, Cisco. How do you want it, pail?
Hey.
That's going to do it, Cisco. We can get the rest of these here brooms.
How do you get more wood, Cisco?
I do not think we will need it, amigo.
No, no. We got it now.
Blast it off. Now, what's the trouble, Catamount? What are you doing out of jail, Cisco?
Pancho and I came over to help Senor Catamount put out the fire.
You came over to...
But
you're going right back over there.
Now, look here, Sheriff.
And you're going right now. This gun says so.
No, Senor Sheriff, we are not. We are going to stay out of that jail in order to help Senor Catamount.
You heard what I said. This gun's right on you, Cisco.
See, Sheriff, this moment it is...
No, it's not. Let go.
Now, can you drop that gun? That is better. Now, kick the gun out of the way. There. See you later, Señor Catamount. Come, Pancho.
Hey, come back here. And I'll run you down.
No, you don't, Sheriff. Not while I can trip you.
Come, you Catamount. Interfere with the process of the law, will you? You march your boots over the jail.
But look, Sheriff, I got a contract race tomorrow.
Don't give a hoot about your contract race. Get going or let daylight through you.
Pancho,
Pancho, wake up. Pancho, it's well past daylight. Come on, wake up.
Pancho, wake now, Chico. Where are we now, Chico?
Do you not remember, Chico? After we got away from the sheriff, we came back to these stables. We stayed here for the night, just in case those hombres should come back.
Oh, Pancho, remember now, Chico. And today the big race, no?
See, si, this morning. But Senor Catamount is over in the jail.
Can we get him out, Chico?
No, no, Pancho.
No, we don't.
We will help no one, even though he is innocent, escape from jail. Uh-huh. We will do this another way. Come on, Pancho.
How we do this, Chico?
Well, we will talk with the sheriff and the... Oh, wait. There's a sheriff now across the street. What is this, Senor Sheriff?
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
Well, bartender, it's you two.
See, Sheriff, and do not come over here after us. I will make a bargain with you. Senor Catamount must drive in that race this morning.
He must win the race.
I am sure you want him to have his chance. So if you will let Senor Catamount go, Pancho and I will return to your jail.
What kind of a trick is this?
I said Pancho and I will return to your jail if you will set Senor Catamount free.
Well, it don't seem just right to keep Catamount out of that race. All right, Cisco, come on. I'm holding you to your promise. You better stay in this time, too.
My only promise was that Pancho and I would go back into your jail, Senor Sheriff. Beyond that, I promise nothing.
You stay in, all right. Just a second here. All right. Straight down the corridor, Cisco.
I hope you are not going to try to put those leg irons on us, Sheriff.
That's just what I'm going to do, Cisco. Deputy, open this cell door.
Why, it's not like those leg irons, Cisco.
Neither do I, Pancho. Senor Sheriff, I have kept the promise I made. But we have no intention of staying in this jail.
Hey, grab him, deputy.
Hey, that's how you go, Sheriff.
Hey. Now, you deputy. Close that door, Pancho.
Easy, go.
You two buzzards.
All we want is to help Senor Catamount win this race, Sheriff. Hasta la vista. Come, Pancho. Let us go.
Get this race started.
Yep, all right.
Hey, wait a minute. You all ready, Lutz?
Yeah.
The boys are waiting for me up by the cottonwoods. I'm taking two of them in case I miss my shot at Catamount. Remember what I said. No killing unless it's absolutely necessary.
All right. We're taking cover up on the bluff. Let Catamount take the lead at the start, Byers. Then we'll pick him off. You can go sailing on by him and win the race easy.
Yeah, but just wound him, see?
Oh, sure. We won't kill him. Don't worry. We'll just put him out of the running.
Good enough.
Now, let's better get up and let's see. Get going here. Get up! See you later, Lutz. Get up!
Don't kill him, Well, that's just what we're gonna do. And then we're going after that Cisco kid.
Where that Lutz hombre go, Cisco?
I am not sure, Pancho, but I think he would go to the bluff.
Where the big rocks come down?
See, there is a steep mountainside along the rest of the stage road. And I believe that hombre is too lazy to go to the trouble of climbing any more than he has to.
He's not alone, Cisco.
No, he has two others with him, Chico. Of course, we saw him right away from the starting line by himself, but these tracks show he picked up two other hombres a short distance out of town.
They start soon, Cisco.
See, it probably is starting just about now. Hold the other.
Hold.
You're not far from the bluff now, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Let us take this trail. Comes up in back of the bluff.
Take this trail.
See, up the other. Come on.
Go. Take the trail. What does Lutz hombre do, Cisco?
That is what we are going to find out, and soon. Well, this is far enough. We do not want them to hear the sound of our horses' hoofs. Oh, the other. All right. Let us go forward on foot.
Foot again. Poor old flat Pancho.
Come on, beauty. Come on, Spot. You're in a race now. Get going. Yee-hoo!
You're kind of on, Cisco.
See, the race started sooner than I thought it would. Oh, we must hurry, Pancho.
Go along, you pretty critters. Oh!
Pancho, there are the bandidos. But hombre is just raising his rifle.
You're not you say, you're Catamount, hombre.
Drop the rifle.
What? Why, thunder, Cisco, why are you trying to sneak up gun you down?
Look out, Cisco, he shoots.
Hey, but the bullet went wild. Now we will see. Watch those other hombres, Pancho.
I should have to watch them out, Cisco. They'll run away.
Yellow pennies. I'll get you by myself, Cisco.
You are not going at it just the right way there, hombre. You might have better luck.
Swung your fist like this, and this, and this.
Get up, horses! Get up!
Not know about this, Cisco.
There is no reason why he should, amigo. We will take this bandido to the Zetterville jail, and after that we will tell Senor Catamount.
Then we give the buyers, hombre, no?
Si, Pancho, when he gets to Zetterville. But from the way Senor Catamount was teaming those horses on the road, there is no doubt who will win this race.
Si,
Pancho.
Senor Catamount win the race, Cisco.
Si, he won the race easily, Pancho, and won the contract for himself.
And the two bandidos now in the jail.
Si.
And the sheriff out of the jail, no?
Si, amigo. It's a good thing we went back to explain to the sheriff.
It's a good thing, it's a good
thing. If we had not, he was going to advertise us as dangerous bandidos.
He go to advertise us, Cisco.
Si, advertise.
Sheriff is very tall, senor, to advertise.
Pretty tall to advertise?
Yeah, cost him much money.
What are you talking about, Pancho?
Well, that's why Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio, not could advertise in the paper.
Go on, amigo.
Porfirio need a cook in his cafe.
He need a cook in his cafe.
So Porfirio go to the newspaper. He say, how much to advertise in your newspaper?
And what did they say to that, Pancho?
They say 50 centavos an inch.
50 centavos an inch to advertise in the newspaper?
Yes. And Porfirio not could pay that much, Chico.
And why not, Chico?
Because Porfirio almost 6 feet tall.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Why don't you send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.